Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Keep More. Worry Less, A Smarter Path to Growing and Protecting Your Wealth by Michael Testa is a personal finance and wealth management guide aimed at households that have already accumulated meaningful assets and now need a more coherent way to protect, coordinate, and use them. Drawing on Testa's long experience as a financial advisor, the book introduces the Wealth Confidence Strategy, a framework organized around three principles: simplify, organize, and maximize. Its purpose is not to teach basic budgeting or speculative investing, but to address the complexity that often appears after years of saving across retirement accounts, taxable investments, insurance policies, and estate documents. The book is positioned especially for families with roughly $1 million to $4 million across multiple accounts. Its emphasis is practical: reduce confusion, improve tax awareness, coordinate retirement income decisions, and prevent avoidable legacy problems through better planning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Wealth Confidence Strategy turns scattered assets into a coordinated plan. The central concept of the book is the Wealth Confidence Strategy, a planning framework built around simplify, organize, and maximize. This structure reflects a common problem among affluent households: assets may grow over time, but the overall financial picture can become fragmented. Retirement plans, brokerage accounts, insurance contracts, bank deposits, pensions, and estate documents may each serve a purpose, yet they often develop without a single coordinating logic. Testa's approach treats wealth management as an integration problem rather than a search for one perfect investment product. Simplification reduces unnecessary complexity, so decisions become clearer. Organization creates a map of what the household owns, how accounts are titled, where beneficiaries are named, and how income sources interact. Maximization then focuses on improving outcomes through tax-aware withdrawals, efficient investment placement, and clearer estate planning. The reasoning behind the framework is that wealth is not protected only by accumulating more. It is protected when each financial component supports the others, and when owners can understand the consequences of their choices. Secondly, the book focuses on the transition from accumulation to preservation, a distinguishing feature of Keep More. Worry Less is its attention to people who have already succeeded at saving. The book is not primarily written for readers trying to escape debt or start investing for the first time. Its stated audience includes households with approximately $1 million to $4 million across multiple accounts, a group that often faces a different type of financial challenge. During the accumulation phase, discipline, contribution rates, and market participation are usually central. Once assets are substantial, the risks become more complex: inefficient taxation, poor withdrawal sequencing, outdated beneficiary designations, uncoordinated risk exposure, and unclear estate intentions. Testa emphasizes that having wealth and having wealth properly organized are separate conditions. This matters because preservation requires decisions that are interdependent. A retirement withdrawal can affect taxes, Medicare costs, portfolio longevity, and inheritance goals. By framing the problem as a shift from growth alone to coordinated preservation, the book helps readers recognize why strategies that work during their working years may need revision as retirement and legacy planning become more immediate. Third, the tax-aware retirement planning is presented as a practical source of retained wealth. The book gives significant attention to tax-smart retirement planning, an area where small structural decisions can influence how much wealth a family ultimately keeps. The core idea is not that taxes can be avoided entirely, but that taxable events should be understood before they occur. Affluent retirees often hold assets in different tax categories, such as tax-deferred retirement accounts, taxable brokerage accounts, and possibly Roth accounts. Each category has different rules for withdrawals, required distributions, investment income, and inheritance treatment. A poorly coordinated withdrawal plan can accelerate taxes or reduce flexibility later in retirement. Testa's practical orientation appears to focus on connecting income planning with account structure and long-term tax consequences. This makes the book different from investment books that emphasize only asset allocation or market performance. Its reasoning is that return is only one part of the result. The amount retained after taxes, fees, and inefficient timing can be just as important for financial security. For readers with substantial balances, improving tax sequencing may be more realistic than trying to outperform markets. Fourthly, estate planning is treated as a tool for family clarity, not only asset transfer. Estate planning in Keep More, Worry Less is presented as more than a legal formality. The book highlights the role of estate documents, beneficiary designations, and legacy planning in preventing family conflict and administrative confusion. This emphasis is important because many affluent households assume that wealth itself solves future problems. In practice, unclear intentions, outdated documents, inconsistent account titling, or missing beneficiary updates can create avoidable disputes and delays. TESA's approach appears to connect estate planning with the broader financial plan, rather than isolating it as a separate legal task. That integration matters because retirement income choices, tax strategy, account ownership, and inheritance goals can affect one another. For example, an account that is efficient for retirement spending may have different implications when passed to heirs. The book's focus on family clarity reflects a practical advisory perspective. Legacy protection depends not only on asset size, but on whether the plan can be understood and executed. The result is a view of estate planning as both financial risk management and communication infrastructure. Lastly, real client examples support an applied rather than theoretical style. The book is described as using real client stories with identifying details changed. And this choice shapes its method. Rather than presenting financial planning as a set of abstract rules, TESA uses examples to show how common mistakes arise in ordinary decision-making. This is useful in wealth management because many errors are not caused by ignorance alone. They often come from inertia, account sprawl, outdated assumptions, or decisions made separately by different professionals. Applied examples can reveal how a tax choice, an investment decision, or an estate document can create consequences outside its original category. The value of this style is that it helps readers recognize patterns in their own financial lives without needing advanced technical knowledge. At the same time, the book does not appear to position itself as a substitute for individualized advice. Its practical strength is diagnostic. It helps readers ask better questions, notice organizational gaps, and understand why coordination matters. This makes the content accessible while still relevant to households whose finances are too complex for generic personal finance advice. In conclusion, Keep More, Worry Less is best suited for readers who have already built substantial savings and now need a clearer system for protecting and coordinating what they own. It will be most useful to pre-retirees, retirees, and affluent families with multiple accounts, tax concerns, and legacy goals that have become difficult to manage casually. The practical benefit is a better understanding of how retirement income, investment structure, taxes, account organization, and estate planning interact. The intellectual benefit is the shift from viewing wealth as a collection of balances to viewing it as an interconnected system that must be maintained deliberately. Compared with many personal finance books, this one stands out because it is not centered on beginner budgeting, broad motivational advice, or market prediction. Its focus is narrower and more realistic for households that have already accumulated assets but may lack coordination. The three-part framework of simplify, organize, and maximize gives the book a usable structure, while the emphasis on tax-aware planning and estate clarity grounds it in real advisory concerns. Readers seeking highly technical legal or tax instruction will still need professional guidance. But those looking for a practical planning overview tailored to affluent households will find its positioning distinctive. If you would like to support Michael TESA, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.